Concours Écricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 23. Big Brother Britain 2006. Britain has sleepwalked into becoming a surveillance society that increasingly intrudes into our private lives and impacts on everyday activities. The head of the information watchdog, the Information Commissioner's Office, warns. New technology and invisible techniques are being used to gather a growing amount of information about UK citizens. The level of surveillance will grow even further in the next 10 years, which could result in a growing number of people being discriminated against and excluded from society, says a report by the Information Commissioner, Richard Thomas. Future developments could include microchip implants to identify and track individuals, facial recognition cameras fitted into lampposts, and unmanned surveillance aircraft, predict the report's authors. Mr. Thomas, who heads an independent body that promotes public access to official information, calls for a debate on what level of surveillance is acceptable. He said, 2 years ago I warned that we were in danger of sleepwalking into a surveillance society. Today I fear that we are in fact waking up to a surveillance society that is already all around us. As ever more information is collected, shared and used, it intrudes into our private space and leads to decisions which directly influence people's lives. Mistakes can also easily be made with serious consequences. False matches and other cases of mistaken identity, inaccurate facts or inferences, suspicions taken as reality, and breaches of security. I am keen to start a debate about where the lines should be drawn, what is acceptable and what is not. The study, A Surveillance Society, concludes that routine monitoring is increasing in most areas of life. This includes the systematic tracking and recording of travel and use of public services, automated use of CCTV, analysis of buying habits and financial transactions, and the monitoring of telephone calls, email, and internet use in the workplace. The major surveillance techniques include video cameras monitoring buildings, shopping streets, and residential areas. Automatic systems can now recognize vehicle number plates and faces. Software that analyzes spending habits. When we call service centers or apply for loans, insurance, or mortgages, how quickly we are served and what we are offered can depend on what we spend, where we live, and who we are. DNA taken from those arrested by the police and placed on a database. Smart cards in schools to determine where children are, what they eat, or the books they borrow. Taps on telephones, emails, and internet use that can be screened for keywords and phrases by British and US intelligence services. Fin du texte numéro 23.